Welcome. Are you ready to go? I'm just going to start.
Welcome.
Well, I'm leaving all this in. This is how we're going to start. This way, it's just me like doing false starts where I just go, welcome, and then I don't actually start the podcast. To the Loud Neighbors podcast, my name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
I didn't open up any of my shit before I started. I just sat down and started talking because that's
how you do. You're professional.
Yeah.
A consummate professional.
Consummate. Consummate. I didn't even make sure it was recording in the right microphone. Hold on. Tap on your microphone just to annoy the fans. Oh man, we are recording into the right microphones.
Fantastic.
So what'd you do this week, Colin? What do we do here?
Jesus Christ.
What is this?
Maybe you shouldn't eat right before the podcast.
No, I need to nap right after I eat.
That's what it is.
Not directly start doing anything at all ever.
I didn't do really anything of note. I watched Glow, third season of Glow.
Yeah.
I also finished Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
Both shows got really political.
You watched the third season of Glow?
Yeah.
I have not watched that yet.
Yeah.
I need to restart my Netflix account, and then I'll watch it this weekend.
Apparently, these two shows, I'm noticing a trend in television, and I understand that these things happen, but now everybody is always just dealing with existential crises.
Sure.
And I'm like, do people really live like this? Like that this is their only experience is just like all the worst things? It seems like that's... I don't know. Maybe it's my privilege speaking.
Yeah.
That I don't have to deal with that. But like, I kind of think that people who seem to feel that way, like everything is just like a fucking... what do you call it? Like a... I can't think of the word. It's just like a major event.
Yeah.
A major crisis in
their
life.
Sure.
Like that it might just be a little bit fabricated, like a little bit self-fulfilling prophecy.
They
live their lives in a way that like, of course you're going to fucking experience that shit.
Well, is it the main chick whining about how terrible her life is, even though all her problems are because she's a horrible person who banged her best friend's husband?
No, like literally almost none of it is about her.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's about her, but nothing.
Huh.
She's one of the only, you get to see her boobs.
You see her boobs in like the very first episode.
You get to see them again. She's dancing and shaking them.
Oh, nice.
I mean, they don't really shake cause they're not big, but
is she a stripper now?
She's pretending to be a showgirl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you watch Community and want to see Annie's boobs shaking and dancing around, watch season 3 of Glow. It's like episode 6 or something.
Want to see
6
that.
Or 7. Of course you do.
She got old fast.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because she was so young looking.
Yeah.
She looked like a baby and now she's like just an adult. And you're like,
yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. I don't think she didn't look bad.
No, she doesn't look bad. She just...
She looks a little weathered.
Her face got some deep lines in it, like, in a matter of a few years.
But, yeah, it really goes away from the ins about the wrestling and more about they're living in Las Vegas now doing a nightly show they basically do the same thing every night instead of a story arc.
Oh.
Which... I mean, they all hated it in the show, which I guess made sense.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's boring to watch.
Yeah.
It was actually boring to just fucking watch as a TV show.
Well, there was only so much they could do with the premise because Glow, like the actual Glow, only lasted a season and a half before it was canceled.
Right.
So if they were going to keep doing anything, I mean, they could have just made an Ivory character and followed her through her career into the WWF.
Yeah, but...
It was Ivory, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
So, I assume this is the last season of it?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, it almost has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it doesn't really seem like there's a lot of... much to go with there.
All their popular shows are coming to an end. I think the only one that's going to keep going is Stranger Things.
Which is like one more season.
Yeah. And that I think they could keep going with if they finally do what they should have done all along, right, and just made it an anthology series. Mm-hmm. Like if season 5 of Stranger Things, like they do with the, what is that show, the American Horror Story, where every season is a completely new thing. That's good TV. Well, it was. I got bored of it, but.
But yeah, Orange is the New Black final season. Yeah, it was all right. I got really bored for like the first 5 or 6 episodes. I'm like, well, I'll finish it. I don't have anything better to do. And not, I'm not watching Ninja Turtles.
Why are you watching all of this garbage TV?
Well because I was watching it with Doria.
Glow is fine, but
she's not going to watch that shit.
That Orange is the New Black stopped being good after season 2.
It really did, and this new season is like, so
it's just a cat professional. Feeder, don't worry about it.
The new season is apparently everybody's like just got the worst luck. It's fucking great.
All right.
Everybody's got the worst luck and yeah. Like some of the Mexican or Hispanic girls that get out of jail get picked up by ICE and are in an ICE detention facility. And it just so happens that some of the women from the prison that they were in are in the cafeteria serving them food.
Oh.
So I'm like, that's convenient. Like, why is that a, how the fuck, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, then they portray ICE in the worst of ways.
Of course.
They're all evil monsters and, you know, treat these people like subhuman.
Well,
because, you know,
they got a narrative to push.
And that's exactly, and they fucking hit all the talking points.
Of course they
do. Even to a point where one of the girls in the ICE detention center wanted an abortion and they tell her no.
Uh-oh.
And somebody went to bat for her because she was like, they don't even care about the baby or they don't care about her until she's out of the country. And that's not their problem. Derp, der.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it doesn't make, like, I think they were going for a, you feel bad for this. It's like the Sarah McLachlan commercials with the sad puppies.
Sure, sure.
I think that's what they're going for, but it doesn't work for me. I'm just like, yeah, I mean, it might be shitty.
But also these are all hardened criminals anyway.
Not the detention center. Most of those ladies were just, you know, here, not illegally, but,
undocumented. Schmilschmiegely. Got it.
They're schmilschmiegel schmimishgrants.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, that's not how that works.
No.
Anyway, don't watch it. It's fucking terrible.
I won't.
And you still don't get to see Alex Voss's, what's her face's boobs again.
Then why would I watch any more of it? That's the only reason to watch.
That's the only reason I kept watching. I was holding out, Trevor.
Yeah.
I'm like,
happened once.
I'm going to get to see your boobs. First episode.
That's all you need.
7 fucking seasons later. You don't get to see her boobs again.
Watch the first episode of
On Repeat. That like first 5 minutes. That's all you need.
Don't ever watch a second episode.
Fucking garbage.
It's not a good show. The first season was fun.
She's so hot though.
Yeah.
First couple of seasons were fun.
Yeah.
Basically like when fucking Janeway was like in charge.
Yes.
Was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But she starts losing her mind in the later seasons.
Oh, that's sad.
And yeah, she, by the end, she's, yeah, got things.
Dementia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that.
No.
Dementia is my biggest fear.
Why? You wouldn't remember.
That's fair. That's totally, totally fair.
What?
What were we talking about?
Exactly. So, that's basically what I did. I haven't watched any new movies. I bought the stuff so I can make my TV just look like it's floating there with no wires.
Nice.
I didn't do it though, because my fucking, I'm old now, and I get this periodic sciatic nerve issue.
Yeah.
Where it just starts to hurt,
mm-hmm.
and it sucks.
Just all the way down your whole leg?
No, just right at top of my butt.
Oh, you're lucky. Mine just the whole leg.
Oh, fuck, that's awful.
Yeah.
But like it'll be on the right side. It always starts on the right side. And then I'm like, oh, it's getting better. But apparently I've been compensating. So then it shifts to the left side.
Nice.
And then it's on the left side and the right side feels fine. And I start compensating and then it goes back to the right side. And I'm like, motherfucker, I hate everything right now. I don't. I don't know why it started.
No.
It just fucking happens, apparently.
And it never goes away.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
My supervisor at work has it, except for his left foot, or one of his feet. I don't remember if it's left or right, but his foot's just always numb now.
Oof.
Nothing you can do about it. It's just numb foot for the rest of his life.
Oh, that's weird.
Yep. Sciatic nerve sucks.
Really fucking weird. Have we not figured out how to fix that shit?
I don't... Just take it out. I don't need nerves.
Right. I watched... didn't really watch, but I saw a thing where some gal was born with this disease where she doesn't feel pain. I'm like, disease or superpower?
Yeah, blessing.
Apparently she has to worry, because apparently she can still die.
Oh, yeah.
That's fuck, whatever.
You got to be real fucking careful.
Yeah.
And probably get constant x-rays just in case right. You fucking broke something important.
Right.
Like just been walking around with a shattered fucking spine for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be weird.
Yeah.
Ugh. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you could go out like a beast, though.
Fuck yeah.
If you wanted to.
Imagine the gains, man. You could bench forever.
Right, like Unbreakable.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, eventually your muscles just wouldn't be able to lift it, but you wouldn't feel the pain the next day from pushing yourself
hard. You'd look like The Rock.
Right.
Maybe he has that. Maybe he doesn't feel pain.
I think he just has a lot of steroids.
Or he only feels love.
I played for Ethan and Grace and April and this other dude were over last night to roll for our Pathfinder campaign we're doing. And I was making them watch a bunch of old wrestling. And I was playing a bunch of like early 2000s rock matches and shit. And they're like, oh, right. I forgot he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
And how much smaller he was when he was a wrestler than he is now.
Yep.
Like, that dude has packed on so much fucking muscle mass since he stopped wrestling. It's bizarre.
I was listening to fucking Joe Rogan and this guy Brendan Schaub. He's a former UFC guy. They were talking about The Rock, and Joe was just like, yeah, he's just like fucking super cool dude. And they're talking about how big he is. And Brendan Schaub was like, oh, yeah, and all the steroids.
Yeah.
And Joe's like, really, you think? And Brendan's like, oh, dude, come on. Like...
It's not subtle.
Right.
Like, he was probably already on most of the steroids when he was a wrestler, and now he's twice that size.
Right. He's a monster of a dude.
But he's also, like, the highest paid man in Hollywood, so yep. I guess he knows what he's doing.
Right. I mean, he's also going to probably die of a heart attack in 10 years. So
what are you gonna do? Who doesn't? Who doesn't die of a heart attack in 10 years, Colin? A
lot of people.
Name one.
Vince McMahon.
Wait 10 years.
Wait a second. He's done all the steroids and hasn't had a heart. That doesn't
maybe,
make any.
Maybe steroids are the key.
I think it's because he doesn't snort cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
You can't mix that's the other thing.
You can't mix the two.
Yeah.
So also, you got to stay off the Roxies.
The Roxies?
Is that what they are? Oh, no, that's a different thing. That's a different kind of painkiller than they use Somas. They're all just painkillers.
Yeah, yeah.
Roxies are a fucking type of OxyContin.
That gotcha.
People get addicted to.
Yeah. Interesting. Did you just talk? Did you talk? You talked about what you did.
Oh, I didn't do anything.
Oh. Okay.
So yes, I guess I did.
Good.
I, hold on. I'm trying to remember. Oh, I played a new tabletop game this weekend.
Yeah.
Called Warcry. That's, so I've been playing this game called Warhammer 40,000 Kill Team. That's like a small scale version of Warhammer 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
To take it back for people who don't know what that is, Warhammer 40,000 is a tabletop war game where you have little plastic spacemen that shoot at each other with dice.
Yep.
There's a fantasy.
They don't shoot the dice.
No, the dice is how you determine whether or not their shooting works.
Yes.
There's a fantasy version called just Warhammer Age of Sigmar.
Yeah.
Basically, picture Lord of the Rings for Warhammer, Age of Sigmar, and, I don't know, Starship Troopers or Alien for Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
And you pretty much got it. Anyway, they came out with a Kill Team-style version for Warhammer Fantasy called Warcry, where it's just a littler, like, board game-sized board with a bunch of terrain and two small, like, fucking 10-man teams. And you don't have guns as much in that. There's some, like, bow and arrows, but mostly you just run up on each other and hit each other with swords and cudgels.
Yeah.
But also using dice. Way less dice, though, than 40K. Only played one game of it. Seemed fun. I love all the terrain that comes in the box. Not sure how much depth there is to the game itself, because when everybody is basically melee, and so your combat is just boils down to getting on top of each other and rolling your dice to see and hope you win. I don't know how much strategy they can pile on top of that, but right. I intend to play a little more. There's like some special abilities and shit you can use that might, you know, be where all the strategy is hidden.
Sure.
I plan to pick that up at some point and get a little more into that. And I think it's fun.
Sweet.
Mostly I just want all the terrain bits because...
Yeah, I know, because you're a dork.
Because I have a problem and I like to collect little plastic buildings and little plastic mans to play with those buildings.
I don't know what that's like.
I like to play with little dolls and little doll houses.
I can't relate to wanting to buy little plastic figures.
I'm going to get Colin into Pathfinder with me.
Yeah. I like D&D, so... Yeah.
Pathfinder's like, imagine D&D, but if it was fun.
I thought D&D was fun, right? So...
Now imagine if it's actually fun, though.
I mean, I don't really understand what your problem with it was.
It wasn't fun.
Why? I mean...
Nothing about the way it played was fun to me.
What makes Pathfinder so much better?
I don't know. The way combat worked just felt more engaging and more interesting and less like... Well, I just have this one move I can do and nothing else, and I'm just going to... And I can use it once a day, and then that's all I can do. And that's the end of the... And then we still have 10 more fights to do, and they're going to last 6 hours.
Well, that was not... That was something separate.
And the only reason we didn't die entirely every match is because one of the dudes was cheating to make sure we could have any chance of winning.
That's because Chris was just not a very good DM.
I think he was just a sadistic DM. I think he was a very good DM. Like, his elaborate fucking dungeons and shit were all really well thought out and neat. But then he's like, I'm just going to make these fucking, like...
Super hard mode?
Shit dick hard for no reason, so yeah. Nobody has fun.
I don't know. I think Sean and Steve had tons of fun doing that.
Yeah, but that's because they were just cheating the whole time.
I don't think Sean was.
You don't think Sean was?
I don't know.
I'm accusing Sean of cheating, and if he wants to defend his good name...
I don't even think he listens to us.
Who would?
Smart people.
That's fair.
Right.
Also, Grace is a real fun DM, and we have a lot more...
That's fair.
...freedom to fuck her game up and piss her off. Which is just... Really, the fun time is... she fucking spends all this time coming up with these elaborate scenarios.
Right.
And then we go right instead of left and fuck all of her plans up.
So how do you... How long do you guys usually play?
A few hours. Like, it usually takes most of an evening to play a session.
I mean, 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
5 hours.
Probably.
Okay.
But we get a lot more done than we did in the games I played with you guys. And a lot more of it is town shit and exploring shit.
Are you bringing your doppelganger buddy that you think like you?
No.
Because he was great.
I don't talk to him anymore.
Good. That's good.
I don't think I've really talked to him since I dumped him off on you guys.
Yeah, nobody talked to him.
You're welcome.
When that happened, so.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Guy was terrible.
I mean.
So... basically,
look, I don't feel bad.
We had a game of Dungeons and Dragons. We had a party of what, like, probably six or seven of us.
Too many.
Yeah, probably. And every turn, everybody went out to smoke. Like, every turn, everybody who smoked went outside after they got done rolling. So, like, nobody knew what was going on. You know, you just have to wait and be like, oh, what happened? Oh, okay. Yeah. That guy did not smoke, but your doorbell rang.
I will be right back.
That guy didn't. Damn it.
And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Anyway, go on.
So anyway, every turn, he'd, instead of sitting there and paying attention to what happened and looking at his move set, his skill set that his character has that he picked out to figure out what he's going to do next.
Yeah.
He'd just fucking... I don't know, twiddle his fucking thumbs or something until it was his turn and then take 15 minutes to pick what he was going to do. I'm like, and every single time he did that, I'm just like, why didn't you plan this while the seven people ahead of you went?
Here's my question. Why didn't you guys say anything to him about it?
I did.
Oh.
I bitched about it every fucking time.
What did he say?
Nothing. He was retarded. What was he going to say?
He's like, oh, I don't know.
Do you remember other me? From work? Yeah, he used to play Dungeons and Dragons with us, and he would like, you know how he never shuts the fuck up? We got a guest in the studio. That's who I'm talking to. For anybody who wonders why I'm just addressing this at not Colin. Yeah, he used to just, we would play Dungeons and Dragons, and instead of just saying what he was going to do, he'd just sit there and ramble on for like 20 minutes straight, wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
In character. No.
No, it just in him.
Yeah. Just it's wasting everybody's
fucking
time.
Fucking awful. No, I said shit all the time because I was like, I fucking hated that dude.
Yeah. Like, why'd you guys keep inviting him back?
Nobody did. He kept showing up.
Oh, why did you stop?
I think Chris was probably the one. He didn't want to be mean to him or something. Would be my guess.
Wait, the hell? Did you pawn him off on Colin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Well, pawned him off on a group of us. I didn't really fucking have anything to do with that dude.
I don't feel bad about it, though, because that was payback for the guy Colin dumped on me years ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I kind of feel like we're even.
What you're talking about. Look. I thought he was kind of cool.
Was he?
I mean, yeah, he likes Star Trek and yeah. All that stuff and
super cool.
A New Hope.
God damn it. That was way inside baseball, and that was for nobody but the two of us in this room.
Yep.
Fuck, man.
So sweet. We'll have to talk to Grace about what's going on.
Yep, we're
going to
get Colin into Pathfinder.
What's the rules?
So we're going to start a whole new campaign of Pathfinder, and I got a rule book if you want to thumb through it at any point.
Was that what you just bought today?
Yeah, that's the core rules.
Why are rule books so expensive?
Because the thing with Pathfinder is that's like all they sell, and also it's already all online, so you don't actually need the book, because people instantly upload it, and they don't really seem to go after them.
Gotcha.
When they put it online.
So I can find a PDF and put it on my Kindle?
Probably. I don't know if there's a PDF yet. There's a website, though, that's just the whole rule book in website form.
Oh.
I'll give you the link, too. So I don't know. And honestly, you don't really need it. All you need is somebody to help you with your character creation and then to look up abilities in there when you need new abilities. And that's kind of it. I just bought it because I have this weird thing where I like reading rule books.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start a new campaign.
I don't like reading instructions for anything. So, you know,
and we're going to get Colin in on it this time and hopefully it'll be fun. If Colin doesn't ruin it for everybody.
I don't know how I'd ruin it. I was awesome.
Yeah.
Last time I was DPS, and then after you abandoned us, I had to switch to tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
and then people were like, I don't know if anybody was particularly mad at me, but I'm like, I think somebody wanted me to, I think it was Steve, it might have been, wanted me to change the way my fucking character was set. I'm like, no, I'm fucking two-handed. I got a two-handed mace.
Yeah.
That's what my fucking little figurine has. That's what my guy uses.
Yeah, that's fine.
They wanted me to pretend to be sword and board or something. Like, no, fuck you.
Well, here's my problem with tanking, especially in Dungeons & Dragons, especially in like that
boring
edition of Dungeons & Dragons. You can't. There's no way to fucking aggro.
No, I had a couple of abilities that, I don't know if it's specifically aggro. It got them to turn their attention to you, but you'd lose it almost instantly.
Right, like Chris could just ignore you and go after anybody.
Right.
So it was like, what's even the point?
Yeah, well, again, DM.
It's just, I don't know, it seems silly. Oh, although I do have like one of my starter abilities or maybe it's my second level ability, I can't remember. But in the new campaign we're about to play, I have basically, you remember like the charge in Warriors in World of Warcraft?
Mm-hmm.
Could just like at the start, you go and charge in. That's like my default ability that I got at the start.
Nice.
So that's pretty fucking cool.
Nice.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited that you're interested in it.
Yeah. I've always been interested in that.
So
I just don't want it to be a job.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were talking about that last night.
I don't want to play it fucking every week for 8 hours.
Last time we were doing it, we were playing every other week in our last time we tried to get through a campaign. And then eventually it just falls apart because every other week it's like, I don't have time to do anything else ever.
Right.
So I'm doing this weekend, and next weekend I have to do all the shit I didn't get done this weekend.
Right.
So I don't ever just get a weekend to dick around or take a nap for 8 hours.
Right.
So we're going to try to only go like once a month, I think.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah. But it'll be fun.
Sure.
I'm going to try to record it all too and put it up somewhere. I don't know if it's going to be video or just audio. So either on YouTube or maybe SoundCloud or something. I'm going to cut them down and make like fucking role playing, basically a role playing podcast out of them somewhere, I think. If the sound quality isn't too shit.
Which it probably will be.
Which it probably will be, because I'm just going to use the Yeti mic on room mode.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the room we're in, it might not
sound, I think it might translate better if you actually did video.
Yeah. Well, that's why I...
Yeah. That might be worth it, just because you'll be able to kind of get over the shitty sound.
The shitty sound, yeah. I just don't know where we'll be playing if I'll have the room to set up webcams in a way that makes it make any sense at all.
Gotcha.
So, there's that.
Okay.
And I think that is all I've done.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
You got stories? I got stories.
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff.
I only want to talk about the one story, so I'm just going to start off with
this one. I got a heartwarming story at the end of the show here.
Okay.
But I'll save that. So, here's an article. I'm just going to go for it right now. NBC analyst: Trump re-raising U.S. flags on August 8th, very significant to the neo-Nazi movement.
What?
Because the number 8 is the letter H in the alphabet. It's H is the 8th letter. August 8th is 8-8. That's HH, which is Hail Hitler.
Love it. So what did he do, raising flags?
Because the flags were all at half staff for the shootings.
Is it because Epstein got murdered?
No, this is before
they were lowered for Epstein, because a true patriot and hero gave his life to protect the Clintons.
But yeah, it's...
So him putting the flags back up, they like jump through hoops to make it a fucking Hitler reference?
Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I'm using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House, he continued. Yeah.
This is the best.
Yes. This is the best timeline.
I love it. I hope he did do it on purpose. I hope he shows up tomorrow with an 88 tattoo on his fucking forehead. Fuck off, idiots.
God damn.
Jesus Christ. How dumb are people?
Very. According to the New York Post, the link between pot and mass shootings may be closer than we think.
Uh-oh. Potheads are all mass shooters?
You can't walk through the streets of Manhattan these days without smelling weed.
Let's go to Manhattan.
Even as evidence mounts of the health problems associated with marijuana, New York, I think New York Post is a pretty conservative rag.
I mean, is this just like fucking the Nixon paper?
I mean, maybe. New York has insisted on joining other greedy states in scrambling to legalize this deceptively dangerous drug.
Oh, shit.
I bet this person drinks alcohol.
But alcohol's fine. You know why? Black people smoke marijuana. They don't drink alcohol. That makes marijuana bad.
They totally drink alcohol.
Oh, shit. Then I guess we should do something about that, too.
It makes no sense in a time when American youth is suffering from an unprecedented mental health crisis. And in all honesty, we cannot rule out a connection between increasing marijuana use, mental illness, and the recent spate of mass shootings by disturbed young males. Of course, none of them are talking about it's the marijuana, not the fucking psychotropic fucking prescription drugs are being fucking force-fed.
Not the
at an age that is earlier than recommended by any of the fucking drug manufacturers.
Not the piles of fucking beta blockers or whatever the fuck.
Right. Anyway, yeah, that's one of those articles.
Goddamn. Pot and video games.
Yeah.
End of civilization, man.
Like, how many fucking times are we going to use those arguments and, you know, they're wrong every time? All the times.
I mean, it almost makes me want them to just go ahead and ban guns because their arguments are just as stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it. I don't care.
So, did you hear this story in Galveston, Texas?
No.
So a guy was caught, busted for criminal trespassing.
Yeah.
And the cops that busted him were mounted police on horses.
Oh, nice.
So they wanted to take him a ways down. The
Mounties always get their man.
They wanted to take him a ways down the road to get him to a spot where they could hold him and wait for a cop car to come pick him up.
Quarter him.
Well, they cuffed him and tied a rope to the cuffs and walked him to that spot where the cop was on his horse.
I love it already.
This is 2019 and not 1819. Mounted police leading a black man by a rope sparks outrage. So,
I mean,
basically, you mean what? You mean what?
He should have gotten off the horse and just walked the man.
Maybe it's hard to control a fucking walking a horse. I don't know.
It is.
I'm not a horse.
I guess my doctor. Point is, you don't lasso a motherfucker.
He didn't lasso
and then
him.
Drag him behind your fucking horse.
He didn't do that.
Like, this is 1903. No.
Seriously, they show a picture, and the guy is fucking walking like in between two horses, and there's a rope between him.
No,
and
I'm gonna
the
just
cop.
Picture that he's like he has his arms all and it's like stuck to.
It
his
was tied around
like
his feet, and he's being drugged.
Yeah, he's got the lasso around his waist, and it's like you know, Blazing Saddles, where he's just like, well, I guess I'm not wearing these pants again.
Like it's literally that. He's just casually walking next to the two cops while they're talking
well,
to
that's
him.
Not as funny as the picture in my head. I'm gonna stick with my head. Canon, where he's like 3 feet behind the
like
horse.
The guy's
and
having
he's in
a
black and white striped suit already.
An apology is not enough. See, here's my problem though. Like, there's not anything. There's nothing like really wrong with that.
No.
And but because people can be like, yeah, but slavery. So everything you do is wrong. Like you can't.
They should have just drugged the guy. Just really
no, they, no. Well, I think what the moral of the story is, they should have just let him go.
Oh, well, of course they should have.
Yeah.
What was his crime? I bet he was just smoking marijuana.
Criminal
anyway.
Trespassing.
Oh, so is that even a real crime?
It is. It means that he was a place where somebody was like, "Get the fuck out of here," and he did not. And they're like, "Well, you need to get the fuck out of here."
And that's enough. And that's enough reason to tie a noose around his neck and drag him till he's dead. Behind a horse, Colin.
I mean, that's not...
That's what you're condoning, is if a man was sitting on somebody's... He wasn't even in their yard. He was sitting on the easeway in front of their house on that piece of public grass, and so the police hung him till he was dead.
Here's a quote from Twitter. Police officers arrested Donald Neely, who is black, for trespassing, handcuffed him, and attached a rope to the handcuffs and led him through the streets of Galveston on mounted horses... All as though they were slave masters and he were their slave.
They were parading him around the streets for hours, Colin. How can you just sit idly by while this kind of injustice happens? They had they had one of those signs on him to shame him. And then they put him in a stocks and pillory while people like threw lettuce at his head.
Yeah, but did they?
I mean, that's the story I've heard you tell.
I mean, I guess.
I've got something equally as important.
Okay.
This isn't as political. Billy Corgan, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins Billy Corgan?
Yeah, the TNA guy.
He was doing some kind of a question and answer. They used to call them interviews, but now they call them Q&As or AMAs. Billy Corgan makes a bold Michael Jackson family revelation. You ever read? You ready for this? Mm-hmm. You're not going to believe this. I think you... Are you sitting down? For this bold proclamation, you've never heard a fucking bombshell dropped like this.
No.
The interviewer asks, ever met Janet Jackson? Yes, a very sweet and lovely person.
What?
Can you fucking believe that? That bold Michael Jackson
family
revelation?
What's the headline said? What does the headline say?
Billy Corgan makes bold Michael Jackson family revelation.
That's it?
That's the headline.
There's got to be something else.
And the entire interview has ever met Janet Jackson? Yes, a very sweet and lovely person.
There's got to be more.
No. Jesus, everything else is completely Christ. Unrelated to it. I read the whole interview. Everything else is about him going on tour and not wanting to do that anymore and blah, 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 blah. What a bold revelation. Janet Jackson is a very lovely person.
Wow.
Can you fucking believe that shit about Janet Jackson? A sweet and lovely person? What kind of world are we living in where someone, a monster like that, can just be out roaming the streets being a sweet and lovely person?
I don't understand
person?
What's wrong with Janet. What did Janet Jackson do?
Nothing. She's a sweet and lovely person.
She showed her nipple.
Oh, that was great.
I mean, that was all right.
I should go back and watch that. Anyway, that's news. That's the kind of news that they're reporting out there.
Here's another kind of news they're reporting out there. From CNN.
Oh, I love it already.
Trump promotes Epstein Clinton's conspiracy theory, the latest in a pattern of baseless claims spread by president. Except for, like, this is one of those conspiracy theories where literally everybody's like, yeah, the dude was fucking totally killed.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, on the left.
He's going to out right. fucking pedophiles, like high level people in the government yeah. as pedophiles.
Yep.
And oh no, he's dead now.
What a shock.
I mean, he might have killed himself.
He didn't.
No. He might have killed himself, but it was an agreement made to go, you either do that or we'll kill your fucking family.
Well, no, what happened was,
because that happens, apparently.
Have you ever had a little brother? And then you grab their fists and you go like, stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yeah. yourself. Well, they taped a knife to his hand and they're just like, stop stabbing yourself. Stop stabbing yourself. Stop stabbing yourself. Yeah. This is from Reddit.
Okay.
I am a corrections officer. This should never have been possible. During the intake process, due to the nature of his crimes and being famous, he should have already been on special watch. Then after the first attempt, he would have been put in a special cell. He would be in what we call a pickle suit. It's a green suit that you can't tear or tie to anything. His blankets would be the same material. He would only get hygiene products under supervision. Only thing allowed in his cell would be a book and court papers. Then he would be monitored closely. This is a huge failing on the jail. Basically, the dude was on suicide watch.
Yeah, I know.
This should have been impossible. He was murdered.
Right. And CNN, I think, is holding on strong to the, you know, because the conspiracy theory involves the Clintons being implicated by this. They can't support that.
Of course not. Because, of course, the Clintons were involved.
Yeah. Yeah, but Trump was friends with them.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe Trump was involved, too. It's not like Trump and the Clintons aren't fucking best friends, you idiots. It's amazing how many people forget that Trump and the Clintons are best friends.
I think one of the things that's weird, though, is like you see that, like, see, there's pictures of Donald Trump with this guy, just like there's ones that, I mean, yeah, he was a billionaire and they're powerful people. Donald Trump being a billionaire himself, there's a high likelihood that somebody in a group of a couple thousand people might have met another one of his kind.
Yeah. Pedophiles?
Billionaires.
Oh, what's the difference?
Well, not all of them are.
Are you sure about
that? Not all of them are pedophiles or billionaires? I don't know.
Not all pedophiles are billionaires. Yes. You're right about that.
So that's a nice little slanted. I don't know. I think it's funny that Trump does that shit on Twitter.
I mean, it's fucking hilarious.
It is.
It's why people hate him.
Ooh, here's one.
Because he doesn't shut the fuck up when they tell him to.
Here's a good one for our people who want to move to England.
Okay.
Police say trolls who mocked drug dealers' receding hairline could be prosecuted.
Oh my God, I love this. I saw this morning.
Police hope the mugshot will help them find Jermaine Taylor, 21, from Newport, Wales. Police have warned trolls who mocked a drug dealer's haircut that they could be prosecuted for harassment.
But have you seen this dude's hair?
It's fucking ridiculous. He's 21 and he's got like fucking mowing one of the fucking Three it's Stooges like, he's like haircuts. Bald.
It's basically like if you grew your hair out and spiked
he's got
it all
Larry.
Straight up.
Is it Larry from the Three Stooges who has the fucking yes. Yeah? He's got his hair.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
It's fantastic, but don't make fun of his stupid hairline because you'll go to prison for hate crimes against a drug dealing scumbag.
Right. Well, we're getting to the point where drug dealing's not scumbaggy.
Well,
which is funny.
If they just make it legal, it wouldn't be scumbaggy anymore. It'd just be a job.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They make it legal, mm-hmm. and then the big, like, who's that company? Philip Morris and R.J. Reynolds. They just go in and fucking make sure nobody can fucking do it.
Right.
It's like a small-scale mom-and-pop kind of thing.
Well, of course.
It's great. Capitalism, man.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
It's the best. Fuck England.
I have...
Fuck their weird fucking laws.
How long have we gone?
40 minutes.
Okay. You have any emails?
Yeah.
I have one more story that I can wrap up with.
I've got one more story I can read, too. It's about shootings.
Oh, you go first.
It ties into a thing we were talking about, I believe, last week with mass shootings in Chicago. From Neil deGrasse Tyson. In the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings, Tyson wrote Sunday afternoon. He then compared the average number of people who die in other ways across any other 48 hours. On average, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, and 40 to homicide via handgun.
Yep.
Often our emotions respond to more spectacle than data.
He got raked over the coals about that.
Yeah. He's like, look, motherfuckers are dying from even gun crimes that aren't just... I think the problem is we focus on like these sporadic, like, oh, one big bang of a bunch of people dying. And like that many people are going to get shot.
And it's way more sensational. And
yeah.
It gives you a boogeyman to blame that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just not often that I get to like, oh man, Neil deGrasse Tyson makes a valid point instead of just whining about the space scene in some shitty movie.
Right. So I saw somebody make a post about that, and we need gun control. Derba derba der. And, you know, people arguing back and forth. And this one guy, he says, this isn't even an argument. We're saying that we want a safer country, and unregulated gun sales are what make this country unsafe. I don't want to take guns away. I want them to be regulated so average morons such as yourself can't acquire them.
How's that different?
Right. I said, my reply was, I don't want to take guns away. I just don't want you to have them.
Yeah.
That's what you said, dude.
That's what you said.
Somebody's like, name another first world country that has a murder rate like us. And somebody said South Africa. And they're like, oh, really? Really South Africa? Well, I mean, they're a developed country.
Yeah. Here's a fun stat on the United States.
Is it that more than 50% of murders are committed by people who have acquired a handgun legally?
No.
Gun-related murders?
No.
Because that's a thing that gun laws won't fucking stop.
Yeah.
I don't understand how...
Just let me read this stat.
Okay.
Estimated number of firearms in civilian possession... 393,347,000. Mm-hmm. So almost 400 million. Registered firearms, 1,073,000. That means...
What?
392 million of the firearms in this country are not registered firearms.
That can't be right.
Are you saying Wikipedia is lying?
I mean, yes.
You don't register shotguns. You don't register most rifles. You basically only register handguns, right?
If you have concealed carry permit, you don't have to register your guns because you already passed your background and psych check.
So, if they ban guns, they know where 1 million of the 400 million guns are. Good luck.
Right.
Good luck rounding up 392 million guns.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? The military has nukes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a happy story.
All right, let's hear it.
This is out of, where is this?
Andy, there's soda in the fridge if you're thirsty.
I think this is out of Britain or something. Oh, yeah. In what has been hailed as a miracle, one Waterford teenager has reportedly survived in his home with no connection to the internet for almost 6 whole hours. Answering to the name David Gowan, the 16-year-old was found in a distressed state yesterday evening, walking through a Dungarvan neighborhood, holding his Samsung Galaxy above his head looking for a signal and muttering incoherently. The emergency services were notified and David was brought to a nearby Starbucks and hooked up to their Wi-Fi immediately. It remains unclear as to how the teen was left without internet for such a long period of time, and a search has begun to find David's parents, with fears that they may have other kids without even a single bar of coverage. David survived without any access to any social media or video sharing sites for the better part of an afternoon, said an amazed member of Waterford's Child Protective Services. No gifts, no memes, no porn. It's incredible to see him in such good condition, considering that he went what he went through. There's grown adults who can't go without the internet for that long, let alone teenagers. God love him, like, he didn't even see the new Star Wars trailer yet.
The fucking problem with this is it's only like a half joke before, like,
right,
fucking CPS starts investigating people who don't let their kid play on their phone long enough. God damn, I hate the world.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking great. Ready for emails?
Yep.
The email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Till Colin does something about that.
Yep.
3 years later.
Well, it's because there's not an actual, like, web UI.
Yeah.
It's so I'll need to get you all the port information.
You know, see, I like this is fine what we do here because I have an Outlook app on my tablet. Right. Makes this all real easy. Both from Mimsy. First one says, congrats. You didn't get the iTunes podcast to load for a month. I thought you all quit. We didn't.
No, so it's the internet's stupid. It's
just Colin's a boomer.
I'm
commenting on all of them in one long post.
Oh, okay.
It's not, I mean, she says long, but in comparison to the shit your brother used to send me, this is fucking concise as fuck.
Oh, we miss his gifts.
Do we?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Look, we don't miss them.
We miss them. Connor, send in your gifts.
And I will let Colin deal with the emails.
Send in the gifts.
Podcast one, on the topic of Reddit meetups. I don't recall Kenny ever being there till like maybe the end. It was his crazy ass brother that scared everyone off, and the old lady. Nolte also sucked, and it just kind of died off. That's all true. The old lady was a psychopath. She was an old fucking nutter.
Yeah.
And Kenny's brother is also...
I feel like I remember the old lady. Was she at one of your parties here?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yep.
She was a real fucking Looney Tunes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast two, on the topic of yesterday, it's a garbage movie. Oh, is that the Beatles movie?
Whoa.
It's a garbage movie for garbage people who have ugly faces and
sounds like somebody's uncultured.
Bad mustaches.
Sounds like somebody's uncultured.
Is it you?
Her.
They hardly hit on the topic of the Beatles, and the point is moot because apparently anything the main character liked magically disappeared. The plot was bad.
That's not... What?
Sounds like a bad movie.
Anything...
That was bad.
That was...
Also, the whole movie premise doesn't make sense. Because of things you established when we talked about
it. Because it's fantasy.
It's not my fantasy.
It's fantasy.
If I was going to have a fantasy, it wouldn't be that the Beatles didn't exist. It'd be like that cancer didn't exist. But I guess I'm not a terrible human being, like a man who just wants to pretend he's the Beatles. Loser.
I mean, it's okay.
And make bad movies. Go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, that movie's garbage. It's a garbage movie.
It looks pretty shitty. Honored to be on the website, because, you know, there's a real-life picture and accurate biography of her on the site now.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
The fucking best thing about the website is the About Us section.
Yeah, sometimes I'm funny.
I didn't report that dude. I don't know. I know I seem like the likely suspect. Oh!
No, we think it was Ben.
Yeah, I don't think it was you at all. Yeah. I never thought it was you.
It had to.
I
don't even know if Ben was in the Facebook group.
Yeah, I don't think so. Even if he was, that dude never gets on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who would have done that.
I don't either.
I know I seem the likely suspect, but I had quit following the site as that all went down. I checked in to see him throwing a fit. I don't even remember who it was.
Ryan Allen.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he got reported like twice.
I don't know why. He didn't even say anything that bad that I remember.
No. Well, somebody, we had a agent provocateur in there, apparently.
Yeah. We got to find out who our mole is and get him the fuck out.
I mean, I don't know who the fuck
it is. We're going to have to ban everybody but me and you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And your sister, because obviously.
Right. She doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't give a fuck. I'm going to use your subreddit to post dogs that need a home. Okay. That's fine. We have a subreddit, by the way. Reddit.com/r/theloudneighbors. There's never been anything on it, But she literally, I
just
made
make it, sure there's no fucking rape list.
There's nothing on it.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't there's a yet. Post on it now, and it's a homeless dog. It's a picture of a dog. That's everything on the
entire Eileen subject. Better fucking start using Reddit.
Yeah.
Just so you can see Mimsy posting dogs.
There's two of them. That's the entire subreddit. Two pictures of dogs. No, don't worry. Nobody posts there at all.
Or looks there.
Or, yeah.
So.
I just.
You're basically, it's an exercise in futility to post
I made
post
it
those.
When we first started the show.
No,
just
for
so
her
I
to post
it.
That.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, too. Podcast 3, do not let Ben come on to talk about my driving. Well, that means we are getting him on to talk about her driving for sure. That is, yeah. Well, now that it's been, it's all caps, Colin. That means I have to do it, right? Isn't that what all caps means? Is I have to do exactly the opposite? The funniest possible choice is to do the opposite? Am I wrong?
No.
Thank you. Trevor, Colin has bad taste in movies. Confirmed. Quit arguing with him. He'll never understand. I mean, this is all...
I'll never understand what?
Good movies.
Okay. That's what it is.
Watch Ninja Turtles with Doria's daughter. Boom solution.
I mean, I don't get that much time to watch TV with either of them.
Well, when you do, instead of watching bad shows like season 12...
Trust me, that's not the kind
of
shit her daughter wants to watch anyway.
Everybody wants to watch that Ninja Turtles cartoon. Mm. It's fucking good. And if she doesn't, you should probably put her up for adoption because she's failed.
I mean, well, whatever.
There's just no fixing it. Just get rid of her. Try again with one that likes Ninja Turtles.
I'm also curious. What's Mimsy's favorite movies? Poop from a Butt and Garbage Faces? I mean, that sounds like is that what she says there?
No.
My favorite says, movies are fucking
all the good movies.
All the ones by
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, according to this.
All the ones about pedophile directors.
Hey, look. First of all, you fucking shut the fuck up.
What?
That Jeepers Creepers movie is a good movie. Just because the director is a convicted pedophile doesn't mean Jeepers Creepers isn't a good movie. It's not the movie's fault that the director is a convicted pedophile, all right?
I like The Pianist, and that's a Roman Polanski movie.
There you go. God damn. Why are there so many convicted pedophiles in Hollywood?
I mean, well, it's there'd be more if they could catch them.
If Jeffrey Epstein didn't politely kill himself.
Right.
Podcast 4, why the new intro... I just got used to that guitar one. Oh, that was a one-off just to celebrate In Control. It wasn't a new intro. It was our intro from the old Nidus Network pod that we used to do years and years ago. That was all about StarCraft.
Yep.
Back when we did a podcast about things I liked, like video games, instead of things that I hate, like Donald Trump.
Yeah, but you're so good at it.
I know! Milky Ways are the worst, confirmed. Oh, never mind. Colin likes Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is great. There, she's turned around on you by the end of this.
No, email. She didn't. What does she got to say after that?
Apollo 13 is the best, though.
Yeah, it's all right.
I like Apollo 13 a lot, too.
It's fine.
As far as biopics go or whatever you
want to call it. It's fine. I mean, it's
historical drama.
It's fantasy.
No, it's a real movie. That happened.
I mean, the movie is real. Yes, the movie exists.
Yeah. Everything that is in that movie happened. What part of that movie didn't happen? Oh, other than the Earth being flat and the moon not existing.
Right, exactly.
I think my dwarf in Pathfinder is going to be a flat earther, which is great because the premise for our Pathfinder campaign is that this scholar got read all the books he could find and wants to discover new things just so he can learn more things. So we're being sent around the world to explore. Huh. And the whole time I'm like, oh, cool. So we're going to try to find the ice wall at the edge of the Earth. Sorry for your loss. That was about In Control. I think she thought we knew him personally. We did not. We just mocked him endlessly and shamelessly on a podcast we used to do.
Yep.
But he seems like he was actually a really good dude.
Yeah.
On my email, I wasn't listening because my feed didn't have your podcast. So eat that, Trevor. Cheers, Mims. Because her podcast last time was making fun of us for being fuck-ups and not recording anymore. Then she sends in one more email to theloudneighbors@outlook.com about last week's episode. Hi, it's your lone listener. Well, we have like two listeners. You're just the only one who actually cares enough to write.
We got more listeners. Ronnie still listens. Jake still listens. Eileen still listens. Just nobody writes in.
Hate us. Why do you guys... We provide all this free entertainment.
I, you know, value for value.
Yeah.
I think you should start, let's start a fucking,
a Patreon.
A Patreon.
We should start a, I bet we could beat Maddox.
I bet we could.
Which is really all I would want to do. What would we do for our patrons though? We'd have to have like a rewards tier.
That's fine.
We'd have to do a bonus episode. Ooh. Mm, we'll talk after the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's your lone listener. Oh, good. You saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Big things happened between the two emails. She listened to another episode.
Apparently.
Well, she wrote that first episode, and then like as she was finishing it up, the next episode came out. I didn't realize it was based off a real story. Yeah, Charles Manson.
Yep.
Always forget Brad is amazing to listen to. He is so good. So is Leo. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt are like two of the best actors.
Yeah.
They're great. I mean, they're not like fucking Gary Oldman and
Gary Sinise
and fucking Guy Fleekman, but who is? I can never remember Guy Fleekman's real name. Sam Rockwell. Jesus. From the Ninja Turtles movie. Wait, why wouldn't you want him touching Star Trek?
Because you're not a Star Trek fan, so you can't understand.
Yeah, because
Star Trek's not about action and explosions. It's very cerebral.
It's kind of been the problem with the JJ movies.
Yeah. Star Trek's always been more about the... it's a lot about our fucking... the human connection to the universe.
Now, don't get me wrong.
More so than, you know...
Just because of my personal kinks... I would love a movie with a 15-minute scene of an Orion slave girl giving a foot job to a guy while he just repeatedly says the N-word.
Wait, what?
But
why?
I don't
why
think
that?
Because that's what Quentin Tarantino movies are.
Oh, yeah,
every
you're right.
one of them.
Fair enough.
But I don't think that makes a lot of sense for
there
a Star
was a
Trek
lot
movie.
Of feet in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like
every one of his movies.
Margot Robbie was like, there's scenes where she's in a movie theater watching and she's got dirty ass feet up on the back of a chair.
Uh-huh. Quentin Tarantino is like a massive foot fetishist.
What a fucking weirdo. Fuck that guy. I definitely don't want to see that now.
Now watch every one of his movies and you'll notice it.
Garbage.
Like
Now I don't like that movie anymore.
That's fine. But yeah, dude, every one of his movies, there's like a scene where it's just like 5 minutes of him like doing rack shots of girls' feet.
It's fucking weird.
Which, you know... That's why I like Tarantino movies.
Some weird feet are gross.
The Alamo is amazing.
It's not.
God damn, you're all Ben's. Well, I guess Ben is right then, because the Alamo is a shithole that smells like fucking bar food.
And fucking the seats are the most uncomfortable things.
I want to be real uncomfortable and smell rancid.
You know what I'd rather do?
Watch fucking...
Sit at the old fucking... the old AM... the Oakview? Have they changed their seats?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to sit at the seats they used to have.
So you want to go down to my dollar theater where they put all the fucking old
seats? Those seats are better.
Into like, but also it's a flat theater, so they're these really high back chairs and a not stadium seating.
Also, probably bed bugs in all those chairs.
Oh, 100%.
That fucking place is disgusting. But it's a dollar.
Megan brought Orion there one time and they got lice.
Oh, so. I don't doubt it. Yeah, the place is fucking gross. It used to be super neat, though. Those hallways were cool.
Oh, yeah. When the lights were all on, they were dope as shit, and there was a fog machine in the ceiling. Kill Bill is the best Tarantino movie, though I'd argue Once Upon a Time is his best. Jackie Brown is better. Watch Jackie Brown. The only reason you think Jackie Brown isn't his best movie is because you haven't seen Jackie Brown.
I should sit down and watch those. I don't know that I've seen Jackie Brown.
It's good.
I've seen Pulp Fiction, which...
It's what's her name? Foxy Brown. Pam Grier. And she's like, she's basically playing an older Foxy Brown.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't realize Pam Grier was old enough to have been Foxy Brown, but apparently Pam Grier was Foxy Brown, so I learned that. My favorite part of polyamory is when the couple breaks up.
All right.
Oh, that is my favorite sentence that's ever been written into this show.
Okay.
Data is cute. Cheers. Mims. That's our emails for the week.
I don't understand why my distaste for movies makes me have bad taste. Because I mean, all the movies I like are generally good.
Name one good movie you like.
I mean, Snatch is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Snatch is pretty good. Lockstock sucks.
Here's the problem with Guy Ritchie movies.
Yeah.
It's all basically the same movie.
Yeah.
And Snatch was just the best version of his movies.
Oh, because you like that stupid fucking Kung Fu soccer movie.
Shaolin soccer? I mean, it has not aged well.
It wasn't good then.
It was fun.
It wasn't good
then. It was fun mostly because it proved that they could do a good live action Dragon Ball Z movie, and they never did. And then they made a Dragon Ball movie and it was hot garbage.
What do you mean you don't?
It was worse CG 10 years later than Shaolin Soccer.
Is that Justin Chatwin was his name?
And also Shaolin Soccer, it's fine. I know you hate it, but Kung Fu Hustle was a much better movie.
Also not good.
It was funny.
All those movies are bad.
They're pretty funny.
You got anything else?
They're pretty silly. No, I'm good.
Andy, you got anything you want to throw in?
No.
Good. We're going to go watch wrestling. And I am talking. Whoa, that was very loud.
That was very loud.
I guess that's what happens when you just kind of shout into it, huh?
Well, we are the loud neighbors.